Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I just got a charge on my credit card this morning, and it's from Lifestyle Wellness, and I have no idea what that is, and I didn't put any charge. I didn't buy anything for Lifestyle Wellness. The only thing I did do, which I knew better, there was a survey from Walgreens, and if you took the survey, you won a prize, and then you picked it. So that might be what this is. I don't know, but I don't know any Lifestyle and Wellness, and I haven't called and ordered anything or charged anything at all this morning except that survey. So I just talked to the bank and they told me this just came through just now and to call this number and see what it is because I did not make it. Are
Yes,
you
ma'am. So
there?
I'll be happy to assist with your concerns today. May I have your zip code, please?
32713.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Barbara Mason.
Okay, just a moment.
Yeah, it's 59.89.
And can you provide me your shipping address, please?
132 Broadmoor, Broadmore Avenue, the Barry, 32713.
Thank you. So I show that you signed up with the sweepstakes. Looks like for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum. Within the
Yes.
terms and conditions for the sweepstakes, it explained by signing up that you would also be signing up for our meal plan, Bites Hub, which is an app that provides recipe guides to cut carbs and boost energy, priced at $59.89 a month.
I don't want any of that. This to me is fraud.
All right.
I can call my bank and turn it in as fraud, or you can take this off, and I'm going to get it. I don't know how to get rid of this Walgreens thing that I signed up for, but I'm going to call Walgreens right now.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm
And
submitting the
I'm going to
cancellation
lock
for
my
you.
card.
Yes, I'm submitting the
Okay.
cancellation for you. Now, we wouldn't have to submit a refund because your bank declined the payment. So any declined payments is automatically refunded back to your bank account. So just a few more minutes, please.
The bank declined the payment.
That's correct. That means it didn't go through. So the funds are still in your bank account.
See, I didn't see any little writing or anything anywhere that said anything about this.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I apologize for any inconveniences that this may have caused, but this information provided from me today is from those terms and conditions that were also provided when you did submit your entry for the sweepstakes. But I did go ahead and cancel the account for you. That will go in effect immediately. If you have a pen or pencil, I can provide you with the confirmation for the cancellation and let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. The confirmation is C as in Charlie,
Okay. Okay.
920-467-025.
Okay.
And as a recap, everything's canceled and that you have the confirmation for that cancellation as well.
So now I'm gonna go ahead and cancel the whole survey and everything, right?
That's correct. The cancellation will cancel all services provided. That's correct.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about no vacuum or anything else like that.
That's
Just
correct.
like
Yes,
I
ma'am.
didn't take the survey. Okay, so confirmation number is C as in Charlie, 920. 467025.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Sue, I knew better. I don't know why I did it. I always delete those. I don't take them. But for some reason this morning, I did it. But thank you very much for canceling that for me. And now I don't have to cancel my whole bank card and everything because all my bills get paid from that one card. And I really appreciate you helping me.
You are most definitely welcome, ma'am. And of course, if there isn't any questions or concerns or further, I'm sorry, we would like to thank you for calling customer support and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, sir. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.